So you'd qualified as a doctor in 81.
81, yeah.
And so where did you then go to work?
Yes, well, I wanted to get back to Gloucester as soon as I could. And in fact, I have a feeling that I used to come and try and train at various times, and I think I had been selected to play the odd game really before I'd come back. But I'm ensured that I got a job in Cheltenham Hospital as what's called a houseman in your first year as a doctor. And so I started in Cheltenham in the August, and because I knew I was going to Cheltenham, I started all the pre-season training at Gloucester. Was fortunate enough that I think Bob Hughes was just stepping down, and the place became available, and it has fortunately slipped into the right wing position for Gloucester.
So your medical duties didn't interfere too much.
Well,
they
did. You know, you'll be able to tell me how many games I played in that.
34,
and out of there was probably 50 games, and
that's
I would have
best part of, I think,
yeah,
about
and
48,
I,
48,
and
48,
and it was such in those days that if you were on duty, you were on duty, I'm pretty sure there were many times that I couldn't play because of hospital duties, which seems ludicrous nowadays that you would actually miss a game because of hospital duties. And then, as I said, I did the 6 months at Cheltenham, but I had to do the second 6 months in Guildford. So the second half of that season, I was down in Guildford Hospital, and I was working what's called a one in twos, which meant that every other day you did the full 24 hours. And I was doing surgery, and my operating day was on a Monday, which meant all my patients came in into the hospital on a Sunday. So I worked every Sunday as well, clerking the patients in, ready for surgery on the Monday. So I was working about 120 hours a week down in Guildford for the second half of that surgery, that season. And I remember...
what surgery were you specialising in?
I did urology, which was... so lots of bladder operations.
Perhaps we don't need
well,
too much
exactly.
Detail on that.
There was plenty of waterworks. it was wonderful being a junior doctor in those days, because there was... basically you saw an operation, you did it the next time, and you were expected to teach it the following time. Of course, nowadays kids don't get quite to, but as a junior doctor in those days, you ran the hospital and you learned by experience, and although it was 120 hours work, you learned so much, and it was probably the best time of my days, playing for a successful Gloucester team, because we'll talk about the feeling. We knew we were unbeatable. As you know, we lost three games that year, and I played in one of them, which was Cambridge University, and I remember...
It was a weakened team, wasn't it?
I just, to this day, cannot work out why we lost. Because the closest thing is, and we'll talk about the following season... It was like Leicester last year. Leicester Football Club last year, even then when you were up against it, you knew that something would come out of it. Someone would produce something to turn the game around. And that 81-82 team, you just knew that something would happen. Something would happen to secure a victory, or at least get a draw. Mm.
Well, quite often that was you.
I was very...
you know, I mean, well, let me say it. I'm sure you're too modest to fill, but I mean, even though your medical duties caused you to miss nearly a third of the games, you ended up as the second highest try scorer in the team.
I think Teague...
You're absolutely right. Yeah. the one and only was ahead of you.
Mighty. I remember we were vying through the season, and I think probably, in fairness to Mike, if you... saw most of those tries I scored, Mike probably gave me the final pass, And I knew towards the end of the season we were vying for who was going to be top try scorer. And I distinctly remember once or twice thinking, Tigi, you would have passed that ball normally. And but he held on to it and he scored. And we were very, very fortunate. So. Yes. Don't tell people it was at the blind side most of those tries were scored.
Well, he was a phenomenon.
Well, I was very fortunate in all my playing days, and I say fortunate, the teams I played for, whether it was United Hospitals, we were unbeatable. My last school, the team at Wycliffe College, we were virtually unbeatable. And of course, we had the unbeatable 80. Every game, wasn't it, out here, and you can say...
Well, I think Mike Teague only ended up with, I think it was 3 tries more than you
was
that
it?
Season. Do you remember who was equal second with you that year?
It would have been Paul Taylor?
No. I think it was Gloucester. I think forward.
Steve Boyle.
You're absolutely
Steve Boyle.
Right.
On that the Boyle move. Honestly,
yeah,
Steve.
Yeah.
But when you look at that team,
it tells you something about the team, though, doesn't it? My team, top try scorer, and you and Steve Boyle as the next.
And as you rightly say, in time we had the England front row, we had the England second row, and Tigi at number 8. So,
but it was tries coming from everywhere, wasn't it?
I must admit, you know, the forwards made it easy for us, didn't we? But Fording kicked well, mine didn't he? I think, and obviously in that final against Moseley, which again we just could not work out why the hell were we not winning? You know, we'd beaten Moseley twice earlier in the season.
Yeah.
We
were thinking the same, so, weren't we?
But we were there washing it.
Yes. But it
just as bemused.
It just wasn't happening, was it? And
no.
As you well know,
yeah.
that night we were due to fly out
to South Africa.
Yeah. And I still think that was the turning point, because as we were unbeatable that year, we were Leicester's City Football Club of last year.
Mm.
And what has happened to Leicester this year?
Mm.
And what happened to Gloucester the following season?
Oh, patchy, wasn't it? Oh, dear.
It was virtually the same team, the same coaches, and yet we could not string it together. It just never happened. And people say, what's happened to Leicester Football City this year? Mm. And
yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
And then the team broke up the following season.